Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Eli Lilly,
my baby,
has reached all-time high on Thursday.
Yes.
Right? And you've spoken about Eli Lilly a lot.
Love her.
As far as the healthcare industry, and we've spoken about healthcare industry and why that's important to invest in, along with technology. So Eli Lilly, I think people understand that that's probably something that should be on their radar.
Mm-hmm.
But what are two other companies in the healthcare space that you believe can be rock star stocks for the next decade?
I really like United Healthcare.
Oh, that's crazy.
See?
I wrote that down.
Saying,
wrote that
down. Come on, you know?
Yeah, go ahead.
And Stryker. Okay. So, see, me and Shoddy on the leather jacket vibe, right? Man. Me and Trey on the United Healthcare and the Stryker vibe.
I'll give a different one then.
But if the answer's right, this is a great thing. Like, if a great investment is great and we think the same, we're on the right path. Like, I love when, like, after 3 or 4 months, like a bigger analyst will come out and say, hey, like, I love NVIDIA as well. It just kind of confirms. But if I'm looking as like a holy trinity, I would do United Healthcare, Stryker, and Eli Lilly as the lead. For those of you who don't know, if you ever been to a hospital, if you ever been checked in, the bed that you lay on is a Stryker bed. They have a monopoly on beds in most hospitals. So them, United Healthcare, and Eli Lilly, although their legacy plays, I think they'll get bigger as obesity crisis get worse, our health pandemic becomes worse in other areas, I think they'll be the benefiters of that.
Yeah. United Healthcare is interesting. So when we're looking at the word rockstar was there, so I'm like, well, that's more like a Bon Jovi type rockstar, right?
True.
It's just been here for a long time. And it's going to be it. But one that I found interesting was, and most people probably don't think about it, but visit it all the time, CVS.
Okay.
Because if we talk about market cap, it's probably not in the top 5, but if we talk about revenue from the healthcare space,
got you,
it's number 1. Right?
Really?
And so when a stalwart, and it's one of those things like,
interesting. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so when you look and you think about the landscape from the real estate standpoint, I mean, which neighborhood doesn't have a CVS?
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
But they just become part of your everyday life and you don't think of it, but they bring in so much revenue from the healthcare business, whether it's from prescription or you know, having pharmacies inside the stores, which was a great plan. Localizing medicine, right? Because now if I go to the doctor, they can send it to my local CVS. I could pick it up or it could be delivered to my home. It's a great revenue model. The only thing that concerns me is when Amazon comes into the space.
which was one of your stock picks of the year.
Yeah, that concerns me a little bit in the healthcare space. So I guess it would be like double fold, right? It would be CVS if we're just talking inside of healthcare. But if we count Amazon,
yeah,
I think that's the rock star, because if we're talking about the infrastructure to have things brought to your home, they already have the address.
Yeah.
You're probably already a Prime member. Yeah. Imagine if that gets put together where it's like I left the doctor's office and
you go by CVS?
Not right now.
Gotcha.
Not right now. But that is a concern, right? Yeah. Because they can give you directly to your home. We don't have to have the pharmacy anymore. It goes directly from Amazon to your home. And that might be a 2-hour delivery. So that's concerning. But I think CVS is one of those people should watch.
Amazon went from 85 this year to 125. It's a nice run.
Whew.
That is a nice run. Shai, you have any healthcare companies that's on the horizon?
Apple. Top healthcare company.
You know, leather jacket gang.
20 years, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Apple will be a major player in the tech space.
Yeah.
But in the healthcare space. But that I think you have to look at technology companies when it comes to healthcare as well. So all of the chip companies will benefit from this.
Absolutely.
For sure. When you're talking about blockchain technology, shout out to all the crypto enthusiasts.
Y'all be on our head movements. Jesus. Crypto 901, come save us. Yeah. We're advocate.
But I look at the healthcare industry a little differently. Like, of course, like the healthcare providers, yes, very important for sure. But I'm more excited about the technology that's going to change healthcare.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, AI. I was actually talking to, so I sat next to a dentist on a plane.
Okay.
And I was asking him about AI.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how do you feel about AI? His response kind of was surprising. He, because I would think he would be like, well, it's never going to be able to replace a dentist because he's a dentist.
Yeah.
And he was like, the human aspect of dentistry is still going to be needed as far as to have a conversation with a patient to, you know, kind of use your judgment per se. He said that's still needed. Yeah. He said, but as far as oral surgery, he said, we're using robots right now.
Mm.
It's more efficient.
Yeah.
It's better.
Yeah.
It's more precise.
Safer.
It's safer. And it's going to be cheaper for the long haul. So, and then I spoke to a doctor yesterday and asked about it. Her response wasn't as enthusiastic about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel when you're talking about artificial intelligence, this goes back to the AI thing.
Yeah.
Healthcare is going to be one of the biggest industries impacted by artificial intelligence, robots, different things of that nature. Because think about how much money is spent on medical malpractice.
Yes.
Billions of dollars from surgeons making just bad mistakes
Being overworked.
Yeah, overworked, tired. You might have a twitch in your hand and cut somebody's artery open. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where a robot can just go in, put something in you, like, you know, take something out. Very small precision, don't have to cut you wide open.
Yeah.
So I feel like the technology companies, and especially the ones that, you know, focus on enhancing the medical field, which we'll still have to see. But research, because these are the companies that'll probably benefit the most in the healthcare space for over the next 20 years.
Yeah.
So that's my theory on it.
You went with the 20-year plan.
I love it. I mean, just like we had globalization of economies,
we're kind
of
seeing
like the same thing in the tech sector. Everyone's crossing over. Like, there isn't clear-cut sectors anymore. And that goes back to not wanting to be number two. Like, you have to find ways to innovate to then be, even for me, I just wanted to invest. Like, if I got the best returns, I get the hedge fund, da-da-da. So I was like, better get your ass in front of that camera. More people need to know you. So, like, you learn to add things to your bag of tricks to be able to grab market share, and every company on earth is doing it. I'm really interested to see if Tesla enters that medical services or like ambulance space in a few years and what tech they'll have on there on board as well. Like, Elon, if he can stay focused like this his next 4 years, he's gonna put pressure on a lot of companies. And he looks at peace. That's another thing I look at. Like, most CEOs that I love, Tim Cook's never rattled. Like, Elon was looking rattled for it because he has so much on his plate. He looks at peace right now. And then we all know, like, when you have, like, a peaceful state and you can just think clearly, man, the world is up for grabs at that point.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.